Hi and welcome back to Let's Talk For Real, a podcast where we talk about real views, real opinions and real facts. And before we get started on today's episode, I want to show you guys just a quick clip that's come from the government. I think it's on their Twitter account or something. I forget where I saw it.
It's also shown on TV.
Is it? Or have you seen it on TV?
It's shown on TV, yeah. It's shown on TV, billboards, before you go to work, you know, there's electronic ones.
Okay. It's just an important message, which most of you would have heard by now, and the majority of you are doing. But there's just a certain minority of people that are still not following the advice. So we've decided that on this podcast, we're going to show this message every episode from now until further notice, until this is all
over.
Yeah, until all of this is over, essentially. It's only about a minute long, so see you guys in just a sec, yeah?
This is a message from the government. Coronavirus is a national emergency, life-threatening for people of all ages everywhere in the UK. To help save lives, stay home. Only go outside for food, health reasons, or work. But only if you cannot work from home. Stay home. Anyone can get it, and anyone can spread it. Stay home. Protect the NHS frontline staff working to save lives.
So what do you think? Not bad, huh?
Not bad. I mean, when I first saw it, I was thinking, yeah, they're going to definitely show it on TV ads, billboards, everything, everywhere. Like, make sure that you stay definitely home no matter what. Unless you're desperately food or drink, go to your local, because I always go to the local. Obviously, I'm going to be bending the rules a bit. I mean, if I desperately need something, I'll go out, but with, like, precautions and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
And the only reason you guys should be going out, there's four reasons. Reason one, you're a key worker.
Yeah.
So that's anything from going to work to coming back from work.
Mm-hmm.
Essential food shopping. That's not like going to freaking Harrods and getting the latest pairs of Gucci sandals. No, that's going to Tesco, Asda, Sainsbury's, whatever, mm-hmm. to get essential food shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. If you're helping someone else, someone who can't do the shopping that they need to do, stuff like that. And the fourth one, I'm not really too sure, to be honest. Oh, your daily exercise.
Yeah, your daily exercise.
One form of daily exercise, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Of daily exercise.
Thing is,
now,
we haven't had ours yet, so we're going to have ours after this, aren't we?
Yeah, after we've done this recording, we are going to have our form of daily exercise. Just go to the shops.
Yeah, just do a first short walk, really, because my legs will probably stop working, so yeah.
So, yeah. Now, what they mean by it. Sorry.
Okay. He needs to have a drink, like I had one.
No, I had a bit of prawn still stuck in my tooth.
Okay.
What they mean by one daily form of exercise is going to the park. Now, they have left the parks open. For those of you that have been watching the conference dailies, like Hannah has,
mm-hmm.
I haven't had so much time because I've been at work. But one form of daily exercise means going to the park. Now, I think the problem that they're doing,
mm-hmm.
how long can I spend at the park? Have they said?
They haven't
any
said
of
how
the
long.
Any of the daily conferences, have you watched? Have they said?
They haven't said how long. They said they're going to reopen parks. I thought they were closed anyway.
Yeah, they closed some in south of London or somewhere. Woodford, yeah. Was it? Or something else? Dagenham?
Dagenham, I think.
Something like that.
I've got notes up here from the last conference.
Anyway, I forget now, but they haven't mentioned at all how long you could spend in a park.
They didn't know. They didn't.
Because let's say I'm doing my daily exercise here. I've been out for, I don't know, 10 minutes, just do a walk around my local park, yeah?
Mm.
And the police stop me saying, sorry, you've been out for too long. How would I know that?
They wouldn't know, because I could be like, oh, I've only been out here for 5 minutes. When you've actually been outside for about an hour, which is ridiculous.
But how do I know an hour is too long? There's no clarity on this situation, that's the thing.
There's no clarity, no. But I've got the notes of the last conference, which was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to say again, the death toll has been past 15,000.
And now, before Hannah continues, the death toll that they're releasing, they've even said themselves,
yeah,
these death tolls are only from the NHS beds.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, anyone that's died in an NHS hospital,
mm-hmm,
then those are the deaths that are being recorded.
Yeah.
And the reason they're doing that is because apparently that's what every country is doing right now. They're only recording the deaths within the hospitals.
Then, I saw another source, but I forgot to keep it, is probably an extra 2,000 outside hospital.
Yeah, I saw something the other day saying that there's over, like, 400 deaths.
Yeah,
if you include the care homes.
Yeah, they say most of death notes come from care homes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm saying, like, oh, God. Now I know why my grandparents saying, do not ever let me go in there. I said, no, don't worry, you can save your money, literally.
Yeah.
Useless, utterly useless.
So I've got a friend, well, not a friend, acquaintance that I know. You know the, oh, I forget what it's called now. It's not All Guns Blazing. It's, let me see if I can get it up now. I forget what it's called, to be honest. You know Lee Judges, that podcast that he's on?
Yeah.
The Same Old Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Same Old Arsenal podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that's the host of that, Craig, is in Cork, I think. Somewhere in Ireland, basically, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry. There you go. You can see us now.
And he's saying,
mm-hmm,
in Ireland, do you know what rule they have?
Oh, you can't go no more than, what, 2 metres from your house?
Yeah.
I thought plenty, yeah.
So you...
Oh, yeah, 2 kilometres, not 2 metres.
So, that's, yeah, what? No, 2 kilometres, which is less, I think. But miles is more.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't... Let's say you're using the excuse, oh, I'm doing my daily shopping, but your daily shop is about 2.5 kilometres away.
Oh,
and the police are going to stop you going, excuse me, sir, where are you going? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm going to my local Tesco to do my shopping for my mum who's disabled, or whatever the excuse is going to be, yeah?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay, no problem. Can I have a proof of address? Because you have to carry around a proof of address.
Yeah.
So they know where you live, basically. So you show it to them and they go, oh, this address, let me just look it up, blah, blah, blah. Like, according to my phone on the GPS, this address is 2.5 kilometres away. Sorry, but you're going to have to get a fine. And then whatever happens from there, isn't it?
That's mad.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
But then the problem with that is, there's always going to be a problem with whatever happens, because let's say your local Tesco or Sainsbury's or whatever actually is 2.5 kilometres away. Now, let's say all you've got around you is, like, some sort of corner shops, off licenses, stuff like that. Where are you going to do your shopping? Legally. And let's say you don't know how to use online.
You have to do it there.
You're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed.
You, isn't it? No, how? So, but I think that's how it should be, though. Like, I know there's the cons to that, but there's pros and cons to everything. If they had it like that in the UK, I guarantee you that not many people would be abusing this system like they are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it makes more sense.
Like, because all you're doing is just going... It makes a lot more sense.
It does, actually, yeah.
So, what have you found?
Well, first of all, I like to say... Oh, God, I screenshotted the last day. First of all, I like to say a massive thank you, obviously, you might have heard of him or something, is... 99-year-old person. You don't shut up, man. He's raised over 23 million.
Why? 23 million
for the NHS.
What did he even do? Walk around his park?
No,
his garden.
His garden. Just, basically, Captain Tom Moore, who raised 23 million for the NHS, will be guest of honour and at the opening of NHS Nightingale in Harrogate. So, well done.
Lovely.
That's what I'm saying.
Lovely.
Please.
I want to do a massive shout-out to AFTV. They've done a 24-hour stream on both channels on the AFTV. For those of you that don't know, it's an Arsenal fan TV, so like an Arsenal fan channel.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you don't know what that is, you've been living under a rock. And they've done it, a joint thing with the Man United one as well, United Stand.
Yes, I know, yes, they've been very, very good.
Yeah, and they've done it with a 3-hour interval, so... On AFTV, they'd be active for 3 hours, non-stop streaming. Then on Man United, active 3 hours, non-stop streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still doing it now, as we're Actually, no, they finished now.
No, they finished at midday.
They started midday on Saturday 12 p.m. to Sunday 12 p.m. So as we're recording, they've now just finished. So imagine doing that for 24 hours non-stop.
I'll just be like, huh?
That'd be mad.
I'll be literally like a zombie the next day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking... So and they've raised, what, 13,000?
They've raised over 13,000. Last time I checked, probably. And that's only with donations. That's not including the stream revenue and the super chats.
Yeah.
So all in all, I'd say Robbie's probably raised over roughly 20,000. If you include the stream revenues on both channels plus the super chats, I would say they're going to raise over 20,000 or so. So that is a lot harder to do than watering around your local garden.
You don't expect a 99-year-old to do that, do you? No, exactly.
But I don't understand why he's raised so much.
So much. I think it better go direct to NHS, because if it doesn't, I'll be bloody furious.
Mm.
I'll be absolutely... I will be fuming, and I will 100% make sure that will... Every single pound, penny, hundred will go towards that charity. Yeah, that's the...
And speaking of charities...
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that all charities, not just my charity, that have been affected by this crisis, specifically, I know I've got a figure for Crows and Clerks UK, they've lost 60% of their funding because no events have been happening. They haven't been able to... do open evenings like researching, patient and education evenings they sometimes do in London and they do in Manchester. They had to literally cancel every single, what's it called?
Water.
They had to cancel every single water. I wouldn't say cancel it, but postpone it to the like end of the year.
When was it supposed to be?
It was meant to be June 20th. Somewhere in June. So it'll be
June is how many months away?
2 months away. So I'm thinking 2 months away. But on the safe side, they said, we'll leave it to the end of the year. I thought, okay, fair enough, winter, for a good cold, I'll be able to walk better than the fucking heat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll be absolutely dehydrated to the bone. I would have to, like, carry about 5 bottles of water with me. So, yeah, not just my charity, so Cancer Research UK, your Great Ormond Street Hospital charity.
Yeah, I got my research. They've lost over 55.4% or 3%.
Wow, I'm 60. So we're talking of Cancer Research UK, your charity, my charity, Alzheimer's Society, every single charity that's out there are practically struggling. Now I like to give a shout out to every single charity, like give what you can, because if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't be here. Like it has to stay in our society,
And there was, speaking of sort of charities, I'm going to put the homeless in a similar category, because I've got a homeless person outside where I work. I'm a key worker, by the way, and I don't mean that to sound so snobby the way I said that.
I'm a key worker.
I don't mean for that to sound so snobby, but there was a homeless guy outside my store, and he was telling me the situation nicely and politely, saying that he ain't got nowhere to live, right? So then how can... the message that we just showed at the beginning of this...
Oh, that kind of comes into what I'm going about to say.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so apparently the government says 90%-ish, this is, says 9% of rough sleepers have been offered accommodated. Now...
They're lying.
That's a total bollock lie, because, like you said, we've seen... Because I know
someone, and he was... saying that the police are fining him. Every time they see him, he's getting fined. And they're saying, sorry, so you need to go home. You can't be out here during the quarantine or whatever. And he's like,
how?
This is my home. The streets right now are my home. I've got nowhere to be. Like, what do you want me to do? Kill myself and then put my body in a bin? Like, what the hell do you want? I was like, no, sir, there's no reason to do that. But you do need to get off these streets. And that's like saying to... That's like saying to a guy from World War II, a soldier, who's lost his leg, going up to him and going, sorry, sir, you can't be parking in the disabled spot. What do you mean? I've lost my leg. What, do you want me to draw my leg back?
Exactly.
No, that's no excuse, sir. You can't be parking in a disabled
spot.
Is,
yeah, it's not exactly Deadpool, is he? Like, he gets his hand lobbed off and it grows back little.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I mean? That's
ridiculous.
No, how can he be finding the homeless when...
I can't.
I understand if it's the, you know, the junkies or whatever who... The way that Pano says it, I think he's right. They choose to be homeless, sort of thing,
yeah?
Yeah. So, that I understand. But for the genuine homeless people who, just by circumstances, have ended up being homeless, you can't be such dicks, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, they need to help the homeless more. You read it, 90% is bullcrap.
That's bullcrap, because it's too high and things too unrealistic.
Yeah. So, I remember at the beginning of this, they were going, oh, yeah, we've... now released so many vaccines, and then it's like, oh, we've now released not so many, oh, we've now released some, or it keeps getting lower, lower, lower.
Yeah, that's just, anyway.
And before we continue, I forgot to do the funny joke.
Funny joke, after that, nah.
No, I'm going to do it. Forgot to do. We're supposed to do it at the beginning.
I know.
And it's kind of relevant to what we're talking about. I thought I'd find one sort of relevant.
Okay.
So, I was standing in the park. I was wondering, why do frisbees get larger the closer they get? Then it hit me. Get it? Because they get larger because they're coming in closer, closer, closer. That, it hit me. Get it?
Yeah.
Pretty funny. And relevant as well, just parks. So, what else have you found?
I like to say that the, you know, clap for carers.
Oh, yeah?
They've been happening, like, four weeks in a row.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, is this going to happen even
three
after?
Weeks, I think.
I'm thinking, is this going to happen even if the pandemic is over?
Well, to be honest, when the pandemic is over, I want them to stop this clapping nonsense.
Because it's not going to help.
And
then it just
increase
doesn't
their
this.
Wages.
Then it just doesn't need a clap. They need a bloody medal. They need more bloody money.
Yeah, so, medals as well. They could piss off. Now, I don't know how the NHS staff...
If I was an NHS staff and I'd been offered a medal, I'd class that as offended. Because I'd be like, I don't want that clap. I want a pay rise.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I found that so offended. I'll tell you that one thing.
And I want and I want proper protection as well.
And I want proper PPE and
I want to not be able to have to pay for parking at my own workplace.
Exactly. Pay
That's
for
ridiculous. I don't know anywhere else, any other job where you have to pay to park at your work.
No, because I remember my local hospital when I saw my mum, it was actually half an hour to pay for free for parking. And after an hour, it was like, what, £3? I'm thinking, what the hell, that's a rip-off.
Yeah, but that's not bad for people visiting the hospitals. But what about the workers? The worker on our last episode, she had a 9-hour shift?
Yeah, exactly.
So for 9 hours, she's going to have to, okay, let's say the first half an hour, whoopee-hoo, she ain't going to have to pay. After that, she's going to have to pay the rest of her shift.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. Well, now, what do you want them to do? Get an Uber everywhere? Make Uber richer? I don't even know if they're still going.
For now, they will have to, might still just go because with everything that's going on. They might not even have to get access to a... Some buses are obviously working, but not as many frequently.
Yeah.
Like, with the tube, they're working...
Same with the trains. I'm getting the trains, so you won't know, but... Trains now are sort of like how the night tube used to be, like every 6-10 minutes, it's quite long.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's for the Victoria Line, by the way, so imagine the others. Victoria Line is supposed to be the quickest.
So, yeah.
So what else have you found? Sticking to transport, actually.
Sticking to transport for now.
I was reading something the other day, it's confirmed, by the way. Starting Monday, the 20th of...
Tomorrow.
Of April. 20th of April, so I'm losing track of my days. This lockdown's made me go crazy. Transport, well, buses only, unfortunately, which is stupid. Only buses will be free. So you can... And that's
and
not like...
It's just the middle bit,
yeah. Yeah, you can only go in through the middle bit, apparently. But you're probably going through the front. But, So you don't have to pay for buses, and that's not like for 2 hours or whatever, for the whole day, every day, 24/7,
mm-hmm.
buses are free, which is good. I think that's how it should be right now.
Exactly, and you can enter the middle bit. But I'm thinking,
to protect
what about
the bus driver.
Exactly, protect the bus drivers. But with the normal buses, you only got the middle and the end. So you've got to have to always access the middle.
Yeah. But I think that's good, and that's how it should be, especially for key workers. But mm-hmm. they need to do the same for trains as well.
For trains? Yeah, how could they do for trains?
You just don't have to tap in, leave the barriers open.
Oh, exactly, yeah, yeah.
It's not hard, isn't it? And we're going to be sticking to UK first. Near the end of this podcast, we've got another video, only one today. Well, two, technically. But that first one is going to be a regular. We didn't have so much time to be doing video research as we've, you know, been busy trying to... Well, me, personally, I've been busy working, basically. And I've got an announcement at the end of this podcast, near the end of it as well, for our... my God, I'm struggling today. I had a very stressful shift yesterday, as Hannah knows.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get into that.
Can I say it, please?
No. But I will say, at the end of this podcast, we've got some sort of good news with the podcast in the direction that we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
But, so what else have you found?
I have found also about the vaccine side.
Yeah, and they've been talking about that
lately
this week.
They've been talking about, like, that yet again... I don't know, the government likes to talk crap, but it should happen anyway. The government has launched a task force to accelerate the research for the coronavirus vaccine in the UK. They should anyway accelerate the research because they've slowly got somewhere. I think a few weeks ago, I was watching something on the news. I know you want to hear your work. And they're saying, like, oh, they've tested, you know, that copper material.
Yeah,
copper. They said, the virus hates copper. I thought, okay, you're getting somewhere. It hates copper. Put that to one side. Now, try all the different materials. You know, you can put something in the vaccine. Because copper is a type of... We're lucky to have that in the category that the virus hates that material. Also, you've got all sorts of materials. You've got metal. You've got... What else? You've got metal...
I'm not going to name the whole periodic table.
Okay, it's about that big, but I only can name copper, metal, aluminium, that's it really. I'm not good at that size bit. So yeah, so they're going to try and fast forward the research on that, and hopefully they say it could be by September, have a vaccine by then, but... It got me thinking, like, if you want to make a brand new vaccine, it will take years to make. How many years has the basic influenza jab that have been brought out to people in the winter? I have mine yearly, yeah?
And people still die from that.
And people still die from the common flu.
More so than corona, even now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, I've been lucky. I kind of dodged a bullet. I had a bit of an episode about, 4 years ago, exactly, where I literally woke up, I was feeling like...
you had your first ever flu.
I had my first ever flu, but it literally felt like I was dying, but I could just cope with that. I could just cope, like, just walking, like, step by step to the far end doctors, you know, that awkward one on the high road.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst one to go to, really. But it had to be done. And as soon as the doctor said, you got the flu, I was like, oh, bugger. I was just sitting there like, oh, I know it in a way. But they just said, go home and rest, didn't it?
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Go home and rest. I said, that's all you can do. Take paracetamol if it gets a bit worse. I'll be like, oh, okay, cool.
And I remember when I made, I think it was the cure for Ebola or something. And it was revolutionary, but it took four years, I think. I forget. I'm very tired, okay.
To me, there's no cure to cancer yet. I mean, if they can find a cure, find a cure to COVID-19,
there's a cure for cancer.
There's a cure for cancer. Why is it not here yet?
It's not in the public yet. I'm not getting into conspiracy theories right now, but speaking of which, why the hell since the last episode, yeah, we spoke about this 5G thing, yeah?
Yeah.
There's now been 20 masts burnt down from idiots like you. I see you there.
Yeah, you said about 50 now. I think that's way too much.
50?
50 masts.
50 now? Yeah. This is ridiculous. I can tell you guys now, yeah, like, I didn't want
to... 5G has nothing to do with the crap.
I didn't want to give my opinion on the last episode, yeah? I just wanted to give stories that are going around in the public right now, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you want to hear my opinion, my real opinion,
mm-hmm.
This is bullcrap.
It's bullcrap.
5G does not... At the most, all 5G does is it sort of... If you find the right frequency and you have some sort of military technology,
yeah.
It can mess with your emotions a little bit.
That's met in the mental side.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what it does. So 5G has been out for years, right? But 5G was used more so on the military side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're using it on the network, phone network side of things and making things speedier, faster. But it can't go too far. That's why I've got multiple towers. And I'm telling you guys now, do your research. Yeah, I have it from a reliable source. It does not cause damage.
I know, remember when you were talking to the head of three? He says, there's no need to worry about this, we've all done our bit, you know, chill,
and he's saying
relax.
The World Health Organization would not be releasing something like this if it caused, like, the death on such a large scale, like the rumours were saying.
Mm.
So stop burning these 5G masts down, for Christ's sake.
Mm.
Honestly, it's I want to use 5G at one stage in the future. But honestly, like, guys, calm the hell down with this 5G stuff. And the same goes with the £20 note, by the way. We done our research. I done my research after talking about it. I already said the tower that's emitting these waves is not a tower, it's a lighthouse, okay?
It does look a bit like a lighthouse, and it looks like that statue, you know, to focus there with Nelson on top of it. It looks like that.
Yeah. And it says, if any of you watched the video of the £20 note when it was first released, yeah, it explains everything except the coronavirus symbol. But I read into it more. They said it was some, I forget what they said, but it sort of made sense when they said it.
Kind of weirdly looks like the London Eye, but weird.
No, it's not the London Eye, that's not what they said. But do your research before you start talking crap, please, and start acting so rash and then going, oh, damn, I didn't mean to do that. Before you know it, the Darnets are going to come here and invade us and screw us all over.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I think we should add that video and all the Daleks saying, exterminate all humans, must go home.
If we have added it, it will be on after this. We find a clip. If not, then for those of you that don't know, it's a clip. Where was that filmed?
I have no idea, but I know it's in the countryside. It's just it was coming into a housing estate, and I think someone was inside, obviously driving. With the voice. It was so funny. I think
it was hilarious. If we find that clip, we will include it in this episode.
We will.
But yeah. So what else have you found?
Mm-hmm.
Until further notice, by the way, I haven't really explained it in the past three episodes, but we're not going to be talking about football for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So we won't have What's the Score, we won't have what was the news part we had? What was that called?
Which news part?
You know, we had
What's Going On?
No, What's Happening.
Oh, What's Happening, yeah.
So for the foreseeable future, every episode is basically a massive section of what's happening, essentially. Well,
I haven't got this source, but I think a few weeks back, I think I'm going for a solid month back, where they had patients' urine sample at the end of the pot, yeah? Mm-hmm. In a circle, yeah? They've got this dog, the sniffer dog, because you know how good they are sniffing up. Apparently, they're saying dogs can now sniff out the coronavirus in urine. Have you heard about that?
No.
I've heard about that.
I never heard about
that. I'm thinking, okay, they can smell cancer, fair enough, you know what I mean? Because dogs have... The no sense is absolutely remarkable. You know?
Yeah, it is.
It's absolutely... And I'm thinking, okay, they can sniff out cancer, but what about the COVID-19? That would be a bit advanced, you know what I mean? Because the poor dogs will be like, I don't know where to go. You know, they'll be sniffing everything urine. Oh, it all smells the same. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A poor dog. And usually it sits down where they found the source. And they'll be like, oh, good boy, good boy. Yeah, have a cookie. You know what I mean? And they'll be like, okay, what's this patient's name? Then they'll be like, okay. And then I have to look on further, like, have they had any symptoms of it? And then go through blood tests and everything. I mean, that's the information I remember now. About dogs, using dogs for it, and I'm thinking, how many cutbacks are they making? I thought, bloody hell.
No.
So, yeah, that's my source about it. And I have another source from here. Apparently, only 9% of Britons want life to return back to normal once this is over. 9%. But that's ish. I'm thinking that's too small.
But what did that... So what were you saying?
9%
so they're saying
like only 9% of Britons want life returned to normal after the virus outbreak is after a survey suggests. So that's me suggesting like, oh, people just don't want to go into work because they're... Oh, God.
It changes. Are you saying that they, after this is over, they don't want things to go back to how they used to be? Because... If that's the case, I sort of agree. After this is over, I don't want things to go back to how they was. I want things to improve.
Improve, like...
Because if that's the case, I agree. I don't want things to go back to how they used to be.
No.
I want things to be better. I want the NHS to get pay rise. I want the NHS staff not to have to pay for freaking parking for where they work. I want the NHS to not have to pay so much tax. I want the rich... to pay more tax to help the poor.
Exactly.
I want things to be approved after this. So
that's what it's saying, yeah.
If that's the case, I agree. But if they're saying, oh yeah, I don't want to go back, like what you're saying, then that's just ridiculous.
So basically, they say people have noticed a significant changes during the lockdown, including cleaner air, so pollution is going down, which is good. More wildlife and stronger communities. So you've heard about... There's a picture of, like, you've got the earth and then you've got the ozone layer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the blue part, which is good, the green part, which is really good, and the red part, which is bad, it's destroying the earth. Then they show a scale where it was mostly red, and then they're showing more greener, so they're showing a before picture and after.
Yeah, I meant to say this.
So it just shows that even there's hardly cars out there, there's still buses, but... There's still people walking out there, but no matter what, there's going to be slightly cleaner and the ozone will be healing. But once this is all over, it's just going to go back to square one. Like, the ozone layer is going to get damaged again, more pollution is going to happen, the factory was to stop pollution, unnecessary smoke in the air, and it's bad for the lungs, so...
Yeah.
Nothing's...
Because I meant to say in the last episode that what Hannah's saying, the ozone is actually slightly starting to recover from years... And years of, like, damage to it, and which is great. But once this is all back to normal, then they're saying the ozone is quickly going to go back to how it was anyway.
I don't think it's not healthy. I mean, back in the day when there was no such thing as...
Maybe that's another thing as well, when they say that 9%, they don't want things to go back to how it was.
No, because I remember back in, like, when no advanced cars had happened that had, what, horse and carts and stuff, but still... They had, like, factories producing unnecessary air pollution. But still, it's still not healthy for, I mean, especially me. I used to obviously live in the countryside. I had no problems with my throat, my coughing. Since I moved to London, I have never felt so shit in my life. okay, because I got used to staying in the countryside. You've got cleaner air. Obviously, it's going to be much cleaner now.
Randolph said the same thing.
It's going to, like, if I would have to go, literally, Paranoid City is like a ghost town. There's actually no one there.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe the odd car or one person. It's literally like ghost town. I'm thinking, okay. Obviously, when I next go back to there, I'm black again, God's sake. Why is it?
It's when we get too close.
Really?
Mm. But anyway, go on.
Anyway, so obviously when I go back there again, I'm going to see a hell of a lot of difference.
Yeah,
in the way I'll be able to go, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're going to take a nice deep breath, yeah?
Yeah.
But, so is there anything else that you found?
Within the UK. Hold on.
But why are you talking about that? I'm going to sort our cameras. Our camera's actually fine.
It wasn't fine anyway. So, I've got one thing, but that's not in the UK. Let me check another thing.
Within the UK, I said. While you do that, how's everyone doing with the lockdown? Put it in the comments down below. How are you guys doing? What are you guys doing right now? Are you cheap workers? Are you keeping yourself entertained with work? Are you being forced to stay in for 12 weeks? Breaking news from our side of things. Hannah now has to stay in for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Because Hannah's in the moderate risk.
No, apparently I'm in the high risk now.
What? I thought you said moderate.
Yeah, that's what my first letter said. They highlight moderate, but then when I read the other letter, it says people who are on the high risk. I read further down, it says people who are on immunosuppression therapies. I thought, what the hell? I thought I was a moderate. Now I say it's a high risk. I thought, am I in the middle between moderate and high? Am I here now? I'm in the middle, so it's really awkward.
Because for those of you that don't know, we literally had a whole episode dedicated on this. But Hannah has colitis, which is similar to Crohn's, which is what DT has, and he's in the high category.
Yeah, of course he's in the high category, because he might be taking slightly the same medication as me, but not. Because
Crohn's is worse.
It is worse. It can happen from here to here, but for me it's here to here, but I feel good than I ever did, really.
Because remember when he done the knife stream and we got a comment in?
Yeah, of course we got a comment in, but...
And he was saying, sometimes life is just more important than work and money.
It's true, yeah. Even, I never thought, because I work for a company, and my manager said to me on the phone, oh, right now I've noticed that from your NHS letter, you're in the vulnerable section. Right now, you don't need to worry about work at all. You can have those 12 weeks, but we'll pay you, unfortunately, the SSP. I thought, okay, fair enough, a little bit of money coming in. But no matter what, how much I earn a month, I should still get that 8% from the government. Now, that's another catch that they never said. I don't want to go through that because I'm a bit angry on that side. I should get full pay anyway, not this odd silly £95 a week or something. Yeah. But it's still small, something's coming in. I'll still put that to one side. And then, obviously, the end of the 12 weeks, I could get over £1,000 if I wanted. That's saving over £1,000 those 12 weeks. I'm thinking, okay, I'll be able to, put it back in and hopefully Karen is normal.
Yeah.
So, my other source would be, I'm not sure if I have any more sources.
You dried up?
Kind of dried. Oh, hold on, no, I don't know where this is. It might be in the UK. No, it's probably not in the UK, is it? Hold on. What the hell is this? I want to know. So I can say it. I'm not sure if this is in UK, but apparently, I'm about to read this, meet the man delivering free weed and toilet paper to people in quarantine.
That man, I'm telling you right now, he is a key worker. We need this man and his army going to every house in London right now, especially our house and Troops' house.
This was posted on 3 days ago.
Yeah, that man... I don't want the police going nowhere near him. He is a key worker right now.
Manchester. There you go, Manchester. This is a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So someone's obviously... as I heard, I'm not sure if it's a woman or a guy, he's obviously carrying a rucksack, and obviously the police stopped him. And they said to him, oh, what have you got in the bag? And he had these old big bulk bars of weed, like proper, like massive. And he said, oh, I'm just bulk buying because we're locked down, innit?
Oh, you mean panic buying?
No, he said, I'm just bulk buying because then I don't have to go out again.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So I was like, okay, so, fair enough.
No, so you're done now, you're dried up now with all your... Do you have anything else outside the UK?
Because
I want to get all your stuff out the way, then I can get into my stuff.
I think it's one thing. Let me just go back on... Oh, crap. So, one thing, I think this is about... Saved. See, also... Where is it? Oh, here you go. It's obviously about Wuhan, where it all started. So the Wuhan death toll from COVID-19 leaps up by 50% after hidden figures emerge. So, in a way that
Those deaths probably happened ages ago.
Yeah, obviously, theirs obviously happened back in
November.
So it's November, December, January, February, March, April. So they've been in. Five months of like what?
Distress,
lockdown, and that. And I'm thinking, oh, is that going to take us how long for that?
Well, that leads on to what I was going to say. So, we've got a video here now that I'm going to show to you guys right now. So, it's the lockdown situations in France, India, I forget what the other one was. There's a few. France, India. And I don't know, just watch the clip and we'll get back to you guys in just a sec. Hi guys, so yeah, we've had a bit of an issue here with the current clip that you're watching. For the people listening, well, you're just literally just gonna have to listen. The country has 1.3, you know what, it's going way too quick. Basically, this will be an exclusive for the people watching. For the people listening, we are very sorry. But basically, this clip that's currently being shown, we had the original clip had like a little beat to it, and that beat got like well copyrighted, so now we can't even upload the clip with the beat. So I just literally had to get rid of the beats and talk over it. I was planning to read over it, but it's going by now, it's not so quick, but and I suppose I could pause it. But for the people listening, I do apologise. This is basically Argentina, France, India, just talking about various issues that they have right now in their countries. Like France, for example, have extended their deadline for the extension, blah, 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 till May 11. So it's quite non. So we do apologise.
Obviously we do. When this comes up, it's best to actually go on our YouTube channel and read the subtitles along with the people talking on it, but you won't hear the people talking, it's just completely silent. So it's best to actually go on our YouTube channel and watch the video itself. So thank you.
Yeah, once again, apologize for that, guys. But yeah, see you soon. So what do you think of that? India is the one that surprises me the most because that's a third of the population right there.
I already knew that India has the biggest population.
Yeah, and I knew there was a knockdown as well.
And like you said, after this pandemic is like gently over everywhere in the world, you said the next few years, the next thing could happen direct from India.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Because they'd have the biggest population. Obviously, humanity or society like be like, right, we need more the population to die out in a way, but we don't know how.
Mm.
And obviously, the next virus or bacterial infection is going to come, and it will go straight to India.
Because you know what's his name? That guy on YouTube, Facebook. That I watch, Prince Iera, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He said, in his little poem that he does, he was saying, this is the same thing, we've had this before, just different name. different fame. No, like the way he talks.
Yeah,
if I could find that clip and it's not copyright, I will include it in this podcast, because what he says, every time what he says just messes my head. It's like it's shutting something in my head and I go, Jeez, I never thought of knife that way before. Like, it's so mad.
But it's reality.
It's reality, and it's true, because we've had the Black Plague centuries ago. We had Ebola, we had
Spanish flu,
we've had this now. We've had so many similar diseases throughout the years that are just forgotten about, and then by the time you completely forget about it and it's not cured, the next one comes along.
Yeah, exactly.
Just different name.
So by the time I probably in my
40s?
No, by 90s. The time I retire from, you know what, I said 65, we would have probably another half a dozen of viruses more. And I would still live through that,
I don't want people to get scared. That's not the impression I want. I want people to know that modern science right now is a fantastic thing.
It's going to get more advanced by the years come by.
Yeah, and it's going to keep up.
Still in advance, they should still make, no matter what was going to come, vaccines for future
generations.
But they still don't know what's going to come next. Like, after this virus, it could be something similar to Ebola, but slightly less than Ebola, but slightly less worse, or in between, because that is very, very contagious, the Ebola.
Yeah.
Once you're near someone and they're talking to you direct, that's it, you got it.
It's true, but I want to sort of stay away from that subject.
Okay.
We're sticking to
this
certain subject, that this pandemic that we're currently facing.
Yeah.
I want people to put in the comments where you're from, how your country is dealing with the pandemic, because I don't mean to sound racist. It's not that I don't care, it's just that I only care about my country right now that I live in. So I haven't done too much research, just what the media is telling me. And for those of you that have been watching me, Hannah, for a long time, you know that we don't trust the media. We do with certain aspects, but I'm the sort of person that listens to it, takes it in, and then I see for myself, basically. But I've got a source here, yeah? Now, the Americans, please let me know if this is the case, because it sounds stupidly similar to the UK, that thousands of Americans are losing their lives daily to the virus, yet there's some parts of America reopening, and there's even protests on the streets about being in the lockdown.
That's ridiculous.
Someone explain to me what is going on, and why are these people so stupid?
That means there are going to be more deaths now because of them stupid idiots.
But do you remember me saying to you that if this continues in the UK, the lockdown, and it gets to a more severe lockdown, that there'd be not even protests, there'd be riots in the UK?
Of course there'd be riots.
If this continues.
Worse than the Tottenham riots you were on about years ago.
And worse than America.
That's when I was still living in Norwich. But when I saw that on the news, I was like, thank God I'm not here. And then several years later...
Here we are.
But thing is, every time I go outside now, it's like, it's chill, it's calm, blah blah, but you still get some idiots.
Because I don't mean to sound racist, I knew the Americans were a bit laid back, shall we say, with this whole coronavirus thing.
They should never be.
I mean, you only have to look at their presidents.
Exactly.
But yeah, so the UK are very similar in what they're doing. The small minority that are just ignoring the government.
Mm.
I've got some statistics here, yeah, from other countries. So Australia, they've reached a genuine flattening of the curve. So they sound like they're coming out of the worst of it, yeah?
Yeah.
That's great for them. Singapore are the complete opposite. They've seen the largest single day surge with 942 cases. Cases.
Oh, it's cases, not deaths.
That's cases.
The thing is, that's opposite. That's about roughly the amount of deaths we get.
More or less, roughly. Yeah. And now China report the lowest number of new cases since March 17. So now China has slowly started to come out of it as well.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, China have been in this since November. So we could sort of gauge how these countries are dealing with it and see, make an estimate of when our country is going to come out of the light, out, come out this tunnel into the light, you get it? So we've got UF now. The US death toll has gone past 38,000. That's more or less double. Yeah, that's more or less double what we have. A bit more than double of ours.
We have about more than 15,000. Oh yeah, 15,000. We're nearly.
But if you
20,000.
Include like all the other stuff, then it's probably
20,000. Yeah.
That's now the US is big, obviously.
It's massive.
It's massive. So it would be harder to contain. I do have to give them credit for that. And now Spain, that apparently they're looking to extend the lockdown, but they're gonna. Oh, my words are so crap today. They're gonna put the schools back open.
That will be apparently by after June.
I don't know. All I know is Spain want to extend the lockdown, but they aim to ease restrictions on children. So to me, that means they're looking to release schools again. And from what we know from the last episode, it ain't going well in Spain right now. I wouldn't say they're nowhere near coming out the worst of it.
No.
The total cases in Africa has gone past 20,000. I don't have a death case, though. So, yeah. And the total number of global cases now is 2.3 million cases. Yeah. More than 160,000 fatalities, deaths basically, and more than 590,000, that's basically half a mil, have reported to have recovered from this. So it's not bad. And going back to the UK, well done, I don't know what her name is, but there's a woman, if I could just get the correct statistics up here, a grandmother of 102, the oldest living patient to survive.
Well done.
Well done. I don't know what your name is, so we're going to call you Margaret. Well done, Margaret.
Well, she looks like Margaret, I think.
She sounds like a Margaret.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fantastic. That goes to show that this thing don't discriminate. Whether you're old or young, you'll die and recover all the same.
Or you're black or white.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I saw that, it sort of brought a smile to my face,
yeah,
a little bit of hope.
Oh,
it goes to show that just because you're old, it don't mean you're going to die.
Exactly. I mean, I've seen.
And going back abroad, I want to get onto a certain country, yeah?
Which country?
How the hell are South Korea still like.
We're bottom.
Still like.
I think because they keep themselves to themselves, that's why.
Huh?
They keep themselves to themselves, innit?
Yeah, but you know what the Australia borders are like, and even they're struggling, or starting to come out of it now, but still. Because I'm reading this, yeah? South Korea. Have put the world to shame on coronavirus. It's reported just 8 new cases. 8 in a day. That's ridiculous.
8? Bloody hell. Wish it was here. We're like, wait.
I remember when it started here, it started quite slowly.
Yeah.
But listen to this, right?
Uh-huh.
South Korea puts the world to shame. Just 8 new cases after 2 months lockdown. So they've had the lockdown for 2 months.
Fucking hell.
So they're ahead of us. I think that's why. South Korea has confirmed 10,661 cases and made 234 deaths in 2 months. I mean, that's not great, because that's quite a few deaths, but that's fantastic all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Only 234 deaths in 2 months.
Bloody hell.
And how many have we had in less than a month?
Is too that, many.
Is that, yeah, too many. Too many deaths, too many deaths.
Yeah, too many.
Literally. And but on some good news with us, coronavirus deaths. Oh, that's not good. Oh, I know. Yeah, our deaths have apparently dropped to a third compared to last Sunday. Apparently, but that to me, that's yet to be seen. Yeah, you said something about PPE earlier to me off camera.
PPE?
Yeah.
Oh, about what?
We're getting
PPE from Turkey shipped over here.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, they have to be very, very careful with that. Even though it's come all the way from Turkey, you still have to deep clean the equipment because you never know what the hell's been on that. We've been seeing videos of Asian people spitting, coughing over masks, rubbing it on their feet, so I'm thinking, knobheads, sorry. Yeah,
it's true.
And I'm like, I don't know, where is that? I don't know where we saw that.
I don't know either.
And I'm thinking,
but France are similar to us in stats. They've reported their fourth highest death toll in the world, by the way, which is 19,323. Now, no one really talks about France right now, but they're starting to get the worst of it now as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got the opposite now. Italy, they see their lowest daily deaths in nearly a month. The country reported 482 new deaths. That's good. Not great,
but
better than what it was. Yeah. And apparently, rolling back to the UK now, flicking the floor with it, going all over the place now, they apparently, within 3 weeks, are going to open the stores.
What, Italy?
No, us.
3 weeks?
I'm going back to us.
Oh my God.
British stores could return within these 3 weeks of this lockdown.
Do you know what? I found I'm going to have bloody peace somewhere during the week.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a good thing, though. You can't be opening schools right now with everything going on.
Exactly. I think they're going to make a worse decision doing that.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, so we've got 3 more weeks of lockdown. After that's gone, they might be, oh, let's just open the schools anyway. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. And on to a nice little subject. I got this question in from one of the videos on the comments. Bit of a random one, but sort of relevant. Let me see it again. What is the saddest video game you have played and why?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
What's the saddest video game you ever played? The saddest? Blimey, I think...
Just to change the subject a little bit.
Okay, the saddest... What's the saddest video game you ever played?
No, I'm not saying, I'm just... Oh, you're just
I think
me.
The saddest one would be... the first Last of Us so far.
Really? Why?
Because my poor girl died, didn't
she? No, she survived.
No, the beginning, no, the first Last of Us... Where
that woman.
Joel, yeah, he's looking after that
who
girl.
Cares? I don't even that's remember what her name is.
I don't know what her name is. Exactly. That's sad. I mean, very, very sad. And obviously, and when he meets this other girl, he probably reminds of that his daughter had.
Oh, his daughter. Oh, the so daughter. I thought you meant the woman that they travelled with.
No, the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously,
yeah,
when he meets this new girl, he's thinking about his daughter. Thinking,
yeah, that's just
oh,
the beginning. That's just the intro.
That's the intro, yeah. I mean, that's even sad. I'm sorry for that.
True, but to me, it don't compare to not Last of Us. I'm trying to think now. Red Dead Redemption 2. I've never played the first one, but
I'm still playing it.
It's the first... You finished it, come on.
Yeah, but I'm now you finished it.
Again. I've never played a game when they make... Apart from, you know, like Detroit or Last of Us or Life is Strange. Like, you know those sort of games where... Your choices affect the story, and you could die.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But these, you know, the sort of games where it's just a simple... It's like a story that you can't change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never played a game when your main character, no matter what you do, is going to die.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? When you find out that he's got... Well, you should know, you've just heard it.
Tuberculosis,
yeah. Look it up, I have no idea. It's basically...
Something that affects the lungs.
It's basically an old version of this current pandemic, basically.
Yeah, TB.
But,
TB for sure.
It's, oh yeah, TB, isn't it?
TB
yeah.
for sure.
So, you find out that you're going to die, basically, from this disease. You don't know when, and you don't know... If you don't watch the walkthroughs or whatever, you don't know how close you are to finishing the game, but...
Mm.
At this point in time, you know your main character's going to die. So I was just like...
But you don't know when, you don't know how, you don't know...
Well, you know how,
you know
just
how,
don't know when.
Yeah.
And I'm just there like, well... what's the point of me playing? When I first found out, I was just... And my guy looked a bit scruffy at that stage. So I was like, well, you know what? Why am I going to waste money getting a haircut? Why am I going to have a shave, cut my hair? Like, I'm going to die in, like, probably in a few missions' time. So what's the point?
No, I still kept mine nice and clean.
But I, with Arthur, I was struggling to be good or bad. It depended on the situation, right? Because you have a choice.
I've been way good now. I'm on the good on the section. So yeah.
But what was you the first time you played?
I think I was
a bit of both. Yeah, but now when he dies and I become the John, is it?
John.
Yeah.
Yeah, John.
I didn't give a crap. I'm a dickhead because. It was so hard. You know, that story got you so immersed in the character and how they feel. To me, like, that is the saddest game I've ever played, and that's why. Brilliant question, by the way. Yeah. If you do have any other questions, then please put them down in the comments. All our socials are down below. Mm-hmm. And before we wrap this up, I have an announcement, like I said. So, we've going to look to collab with somebody. Fantastic. Don't know how long that's going to take, especially with everything going on, of course. But we are looking to collab with somebody, and we've now created a Discord. It's not going to be in the description of this episode, but the next episode it will be set up and everything. So if you guys want to, I don't mean to sound like a boomer, but I have no idea how Discord works. So if you want to follow us, I think you can on Discord. I'm not too sure how it works, but follow, subscribe, whatever it is. If you want to keep in touch with us on Discord, then the link will be in next episode's description. And you're going to wrap us up with your fun facts.
Oh yeah, my fun facts. So my fun fact is very interesting.
And don't forget to subscribe, yeah. Share the video if you enjoy it, guys. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, things are going to pop up right now on the screen.
Yes, and I forgot to do that at the beginning, as usual. Yeah.
So, it's...
I'm tired, I'm not going to lie.
So, did you know your skin works hard? Not only is the largest organ in the body, but it defends against diseases and infection, regulates your temperature, and aids in vitamin production.
Well, it's not doing a good job right now, is this?
No, because we all have stupid immune systems.
This, except me.
Very funny.
This skin needs to be put on steroids right now. And before we wrap up, by the way, I was ill about a week ago, by the way, just to wrap this up.
I'm the one who's actually looking after him, but funny enough, I'm still well.
Yeah, so I don't think I had it. I think all I had was, I had someone in work tell me this, and I actually agree with her. Because at the beginning of this pandemic, we was all working so hard. I was working 7 days, brother. 7 days a week, fam. Do you know how tiring that is?
That's ridiculous.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every single day, I was in work. Like a wanker. No sleep. Well, I had sleep, but it practically felt like no sleep. And then after the first week, I'd done 6 days. And it's been more than 6 days ever since, so without one day off, and then I just got ill. So I think once things started to slightly go down, our bodies would just start to catch up with us.
You were sweating, you were shivering, you had sweat chills, you had a high temperature.
I think just because my body was run down, that's why, because I was working so hard, that's what she said.
Not sure. That's why I said, in that time when you're ill, you need your vitamin C, vitamin D, your zinc, your... whatever.
That's why, shout out to all the key workers, myself included. Keep up the good job you guys are doing, because I know firsthand the abuse you guys get, myself included. It's so hard sometimes
to just not clench
your fist and punch them in the face, but by the end of all this, once it's all over, it will be worth it, guys. I'm telling you. Your patience will be rewarded somehow.
It should be rewarded anyway.
I agree 100%. And to all of you who can, please do stay at home. Yeah, self-isolate.
I'm doing that, but... I mean, I'm doing that, but... you know what I mean.
Only go out for the 4 things I said at the beginning of this episode. And if you can't donate to the NHS or your local charities or whatever, then staying at home is your way of helping. You have no idea how much that helps.
Yeah.
And if you know somebody who isn't staying at home, then be sure to kick them in the nuts if they're a man, or slap them in the chest if they're a woman, and tell them, are you mad? Have you not watched the next Tortura podcast? They told you to stay at home, guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to wrap it up there with a little joke. See you guys next time.
Yeah.
Let's talk for real. Start up the conversation. This is what you've been missing. Real views and opinions. Touching on many topics. I know that you can relate. That's every right. Episode is something different and I can't wait. Christopher Maddox and Hannah Wilson. They keep it authentic. You know that I love to listen. I'm telling you just how it is. This is the deal. No holding back. Let's talk for real.